Because right now we're going to bring in the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. And that is Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys. And Greg, of course, is a very good cook, so he probably threw up with what I just said. But you can find the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack on the web, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring them in right now this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm holding my hair back so I can vomit.
I just didn't feel like dirtying one more dish, and I just said, you know what? It can all go together because it's going to wind up.
Hey, it's going to all goes together at one point anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. It comes. It all comes together anyway, so it was
all ends
easy.
Up there.
That's it. So I'll give you the recipe one day, Greg.
Well, listen. I have done similar things in the past because, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but you know, I know I'm kind of known because I am a personal chef. Everybody thinks because I do some unusual dishes and some, you know, very good dishes, they all
fancy
think that
cooking.
They all think that I eat like that all the time. Do you want to honestly know what my favorite food is? If I had to eat for the rest of my life, what it would be?
What would it be?
The hot dog.
Yeah, well,
I would eat hot dogs. Three
morning,
times
noon,
a day.
Night. Yes.
All right. Well, we've got beef, potatoes, and hot dogs out of the way. What's next?
Wow.
That's crazy. Right. What a lead in. That's kind of like my dad was a comedian. He always said he never wanted to go on after any animal act because it's a no-win situation.
Oh, no. Still that way today.
That's what I mean.
Or kids.
Well, today is the day that the Oscars, of course, are
coming out. Nominations.
The nominations.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every year, whenever we do, whenever this day happens, there's always something that comes up about Hollywood memorabilia or Oscar memorabilia. And Tim, wasn't there? There was an Oscar working on a.
No, there were four Oscars that sold at auction just in December. And it was fascinating because, of course, with the Oscars, if they are pre-1950, then they can be sold. However, there's a caveat because after 1950, all of the winners had to sign a paper that said that if the individual or their heirs were to sell it, the Academy had first right at $10. I think it's $10 that they could buy it back for a dollar, something
like
that.
You know, I think it's actually a dollar, isn't it?
Might
isn't
be
it
a dollar? It may have gone up to 10 inflation. You know, but you know, they're cheap. They're not going to. They would do this. But here's the other thing that's included in that letter is that so if somebody won an Oscar after 1950. But they also won one pre-1950. It also applied to that Oscar. So it's kind of they really don't like people selling Oscars. That's the whole thing. However, there have been a number that have come up on the marketplace, and when they do, it really goes to the. And we've talked about this a lot. It goes to the context. It goes to who is the individual who's receiving the Oscar, what is it for? What was the movie? Was it a pivotal? Why was it important? All of those things really factor into the value, which is that's part of the entertainment memorabilia side. It's not just the intrinsic or taking a look at something and provenance and history and things like that, but also what movie was it? And was it a big hit? And who was the actor? Or the director or the cinematographer. I mean, there's a number of different Oscars that have come up. Obviously, if it's Clark Gable, that's going to sell for a lot more than if it's a sound engineer for a specific film. So they all vary. But there were four that ended up being sold in, I think it was Profiles in History, and they range anywhere from, they're usually estimated at auction anywhere from 50,000 to 150,000, and then they end up selling in the at least 100,000 to about $300,000 or $400,000 range, again depending on the individual and the movie, all of the circumstances that go around it. Every year, I think, as it gets closer to the Oscar broadcast, they also say, so what is Oscar really made of? And intrinsically, and they're made here in the United States, and they don't sell, I mean, to make one, it's, I think they come out with this.
Yeah, we did that once. Like,
$2,500.
Yeah, it was not very much money, and it's... Yeah. And they're just gold plated. It's just a gold plated, and it is $10. $10 is the going rate. That And apparently, the quote is, if you try to sell your Oscar, you'll get a call from Oscar's attorney, and he'll make you an offer you can't refuse. You have to sell it back to the Academy for $10.
but that's a public auction. So
I was going to say, I bet you on the private market, it will happen, because if people will pay that in an auction, then they'll come up with that in a private sale as well.
They definitely will, and so that also becomes a difficulty, or that not a difficulty, but it becomes a consideration when we are doing estates, or you know, what is this Oscar worth? And there's a caveat that we put into the report. Well, you couldn't do it legally. You would have some legal issues selling it in an open auction format, but there is a value on the private market, is that if it were to be sold privately, then what would the value be? So there's some, you know, it's it's always, when we are looking at, especially memorabilia, but Oscars in general, because of the whole Academy watching, you can't just go out and sell it if it's after 1950. So, but you can sell it. It's not that it's illegal to sell. You would just have legal problems if you sold it publicly. You would just have to be careful.
I would think if, let's say, a famous actor died, all right, and had three Oscars, mm-hmm. and handed it down in his estate, and they had, and three children, each one of them got the Oscar. And they got it. They got it by, because it was bequeathed to them by their father or mother or whatever. I would think that you could go into court and have a pretty good case that the original contract was between the deceased and the Academy, not the estate.
But I think what they do sign off on is that it's for that you, your heirs in perpetuity, you know, that they have this first thing. So that's where they get you. But again, doesn't say that you can't do a private sale. Yeah. You know, it's just because nobody would know. It's just, there's a lot that goes on in the private market that a lot of people want to be anonymous, and a lot of people don't want that sale recorded or, you know, out there. So that makes our job as appraisers difficult, because it isn't public knowledge. And if you weren't in the know and you didn't know what certain things were, you know, you have to ask around. And it has happened where we've had to, you know, I will go to Darren Julian of Julian's and say, okay, I have this. If this were to be sold, I'm sure you have some clients. What do you think they would pay for it? And, you know, again, taking context into and say, oh, I know a client that would probably pay $200,000 for that. Okay, great. You know, so you have to kind of go with that, and that makes our
Well, here's a question. Here's a question, and this is something that I don't quite understand. I need clarified. Okay, I won the Oscar in 1948 and 1949 for my great performances in two movies, and then I won my third Oscar in 1952.
Right.
So does that mean that my Oscars in 1948 and 1949 have to go back to the Academy for 10?
Well, yeah, it could. Nobody's ever really challenged that. It becomes difficult, and I do know of an instance where there was an Oscar that did come up, and that it was a little difficult, but The Academy didn't challenge it, and that was one of the Oscars that was in the sale in December. Excuse me. And they don't know that it was, I don't think it was ever challenged. So that could be a precedent. It just depends on the auction company, too, because you have to remember a lot of these auction companies have a very good, let's say, good working relationship, or want to have a good working relationship with the Academy, and they don't want to do anything that's going to really sour that relationship. So they want to make sure that they do everything by the book and everything, because they do, a lot of the companies, auction companies, do rely on the Academy for a lot of their historical data. So when things come up, they're able to go through some of the archives at the Academy of Motion Pictures to double check, is this really from this film? Was this this? You know, there are some archives that they make available. So it is something that it's a very, very gray area, which is,
yeah, and I guess it's kind of like not wanting to bite the hand that's feeding you.
Could something like this year in the Oscars, it looks like there's not going to be any host for the Oscars this year. So does this make this year's Oscars any different, because someone might win an Oscar, that there is no host for the first time? Does that make it any more in province anymore?
I think what it does is that it adds a little bit. Like, there was one particular, I think the host, not so much. I think that if a movie wins, that when, let's say, one particular movie was slated to definitely win, but another picture wins out, that becomes part of the history. That's what one of the Oscars in December, and I forget the name of the movie, but one of the Oscars in December was up against Citizen Kane for Best Picture, and it beat out Citizen Kane. And that's a major thing. I mean, that becomes, that's why, that's like, wow, that's what this particular Oscar is known for. I mean, you know, there's things like that that do play into it. But I think, you know, when you have a host, or, you know, and I'm sure whoever won the Oscar that one year when the streaker went across the stage, I mean, that's probably part of the interesting part of the background of the piece. But it's more people really go for who is the individual receiving it, what were the circumstances. Again, first, if it was the first African-American actor or actress winning an Oscar, I mean, that would be something that would be great, you know, or things like that. And just depends on the level of celebrity and what it is. So it's fascinating, because the entire thing...
And provenance as well.
But it's. I think the Oscars today, it's much more of a how hard have people campaigned basically to win this, and you know, it's because there you have all these other, you have the Golden Globes, and you have the Critics Awards, and you have the People's Choice, and you have Directors Awards, and you know, there's so many that are out there. But you know, we were talking with a group of us the other day, we have a little movie club, and most of the people, they say, oh, we don't want to watch it anymore. It's just very political. It's like who's campaigned most, who's put themselves out there. Is it really about talent? Is it really about this, or is it really about that? And I mean, everybody has an opinion, and that's fine, but I still enjoy it. I still like to see, okay, this is what's going on, this is what's happened, and yeah, it should be interesting.
I just used to like to watch the show. I'm old enough where I can say I used to watch it when Johnny Carson hosted it many, many, yes, many times. I mean, David Letterman, Billy Crystal.
I mean, I loved him.
There's so many people out there that can host it. And that's, to me, what makes the show entertaining, is when you have a great host who can interact and move the show along. That's what makes that show special, and it's a better show to me than any other awards show, even though the Tonys are a pretty good show as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you see a lot, especially when they keep it moving. But I think that's very important. And that's a difficult job. That hosting job is really about, okay, we've got to keep it moving, let's go, and keep it funny and have fun with it. I always loved what Billy Crystal did. I thought Ellen DeGeneres was fun. You know, I mean, there are people that you can remember, and then there are people that you just don't.
That's exactly right. All right.
Okay.
Well, we beat the Oscars to death, but that's okay.
There we go.
I will go on record right now as saying that my three Oscars will never be sold.
Okay.
That's right, honey. They're right there. They're right there on the mantle. They're on your side of the bed. That's right. They're there in perpetuity.
We'll speak to you guys next week. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Take care.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com, with Appraise This.